Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa D also prayers for them, and I pray for the family, the Matlock family. They've had two recent deaths. I don't know if I mentioned that last week. Prayer for Elisa Kane as well, for her healing. And prayer for children that are in maybe an abusive or uncomfortable or threatening at-risk situation, especially during this time of sheltering in.
Amen. We also have Bradley, the Bradley family from out of Texas, Amber Ben Haley from out of South Carolina, Katrina from out of Maryland. Pastor Paul Robinson wants to keep him on our list. Amen. As I was told, we don't let go until God. We have heard a victory report, you know, so we hold on to these names. There's Norman Rice. We have Sean from out of West Virginia. There is Tina Hobbs we still have on our prayer list. Mother Gloria, who is praying, we keep her on our prayer list that God would give her strength as she endures daily, laboring before each and every one of us, before the Lord. We keep her on our prayer list. I think that's it we have at this time. We will also like to lift up our youth, our next generation who's saying and making a statement that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're standing up with a voice, you know, for everything that's been going on. Also, we thank God for the blessings that we have also been seeing at this time. You know, anything that looks crooked, God can make it straight. We're seeing police officers coming in, hugging and letting them know that they are with them. They're not there to hurt them, but they are there to support them. We thank God for allowing that to occur. Also, elected officials, we are seeing them coming out and making a statement for the Lord. Isn't God good? We see all the violence and we see, you know, all this taking place, and then all of a sudden we start to see things begin to start to turn around, where God begins to start to turn things around. And I believe that we have not seen, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, we haven't seen what God is going to do yet throughout all of this. And I'm looking forward that it's going to be good, not bad, but it's going to be good, because everything God does, everything He interacts with is good. So I truly believe that. So right now, if there's anyone that would like to mention someone that you would like to lift up in prayer. I know we've lost some friends who have lost their loved ones to the COVID-19 during that time, as well as other physical challenges this time. Is there anyone that you would like to, if you just say their name, and Mother Gloria will grab hold and she will take it to the throne of grace. All the mics are open. Amen.
I would like
Amen.
To put my daughter-in-law, Leslie Womack, on the list, who's in the hospital right now. She has problems with her heart, and they're looking at doing surgery. And she is asking prayer. The family is asking you to pray with us as we go forth at this time. So Leslie Womack is one of the ones that I want to put on the list, which we call the healing list. We on the prayer line
Amen.
Call it the healing list. So we'll put Amen. On the healing list.
Amen.
You know, because we're trusting in God. We're trusting in Him for all
yes.
things.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Well, Elder, are you ready for me?
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Ready.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening to all of those that are listening by way of radio and and to our elder, God bless you for having me to come forth and pray. I want you to know I don't take it for granted. I'm just a mother, a grandmother, a servant that loves God's people and like to encourage the people of God. And as I was praying today and looking at the news, and always God says to me to encourage the people of God, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation is, God sees. And as I was praying, he wants you to know, who do they say I am? I am. I am is watching over you. He's watching over the situation, and he's got it all in control. And as I was reading, I always like to go to the Word of God, and I said, God, what do you want to say to your people before I break out in prayer and start crying and hooping? Because we all feel this, what's going on in our nation today. We all feel it and emotional about it, because we are concerned about what's going on. And as I go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, I love that he said, the Word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And 15, amen. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now thanking you for the Word of God. Thanking you, God, that your ears are attentive to the prayer that I'm praying in this place. God, I'm praying for all the listeners that are on the line tonight. God, our hearts are heavy and we're concerned. And where will we go but to our Father? God, I'm coming on behalf of the Floyd family, praying, God, for your mercy and your grace that you said is sufficient for every situation. God, we lift up the Floyd family to you tonight. I realize the people, God, are upset and they're angry because black lives do matter. But, God, we have to bring everything to you in prayer because we know that prayer changes things. So I'm coming, God, saying I'm asking the young people, they're upset, God, and I'm praying, God, for the anger that they have. It's not going to work if they're burning and looting, but God, if they could come to you in prayer. And I realize that young people are not like us, they're not going to pray, but for those of us that are parents, that we get down on our knees, we pray for our children that are out there. There's some that are protesting, and it's a peaceful protest, but then there's those of our children that's out there, and they're angry not only about the Black Lives Matter, but they're angry about everything else. So they're looting and they're burning. For those ones that are out there like that, God, we're praying, God, that peace would to come over them. We pray that some voice, like the Martin Luther King we had there, a leader that will be out there that will talk to these young people that this doesn't work. Yet if you're 21 and you're old enough, go to the polls and vote against injustice and all the things. This is not going to help. They're burning down buildings and things and people, jobs, businesses are closing because of their violence and their anger. And when it's all over, where do they go? They done burned down everything. They're angry. So we're praying, God, for the anger that these young people have that's out of control. Yes. And we're asking you, God, we're taking it to the throne of grace and asking you, Heavenly Father, that you would touch the angry people. Let somebody speak to them. But you know, when you pray, prayer changes things because your word said to call on you, and you said you would answer. Yes. So, God, we're calling on you tonight, God, asking you, God, to touch that stony heart and turn it to a heart of flesh. Give them, God, the patience that they need. Give them somebody, speak to them, to that anger, God, that will calm them. Say, God, then we move on. We got a virus going on and it's taking out lives, and people are dying, and here they're all out there, some of them gathered together with no mask, and there's going to be a consequences, God, because they're telling us the social distancing, but they're not caring about all that. So I'm asking you, God, tonight, to intervene in this situation, God. And it's already been said, God, you're the only one that has the ability to turn it around. And we're asking you to turn it around, God. We're praying for the mayors, God, and we're praying for the justice. But more than that, we're praying for our president. Lord, have mercy. We're asking you, God, to have mercy on him. Only you can touch him. And God, hating him and all the things, that's not going to do it. But God, we're going to come and we're going to pray for him in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would stop by that White House tonight, God. And as he lay down, God, I pray that you do the convicting. Put somebody in his life bold enough to stand up and give him a godly word in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we ask that you bless the service tonight, God. We don't have anywhere to come but to come to you, God, and come to the word of God. And as I looked and I said, God swore, Psalms 91, God, we're going to stand on the word of God, and we're going to trust you to do what you do that nobody else, because your word said your grace is sufficient. So, Heavenly Father, for all of those that's listening tonight, no matter what you do, wherever, if it's a health issue, if it's a family issue, and it's in your marriage or whatever, pastor, you got an awesome job to try to talk to your people, God, and minister to them. And this radio broadcast for the word that goes forth and the teaching that goes forth every Wednesday, God, I pray that you bless it. I pray that your people, you would meet them right where they is because of the word that's going to go forth after I finish praying. But, God, we're going to give thanks tonight because we're going to put our trust in you. Not in what we see, not in what people are doing, but we're going to put the God, the trust in the God that can do anything but fail. Anything but fail. So tonight, God, my word to you tonight is to be encouraged. Put your trust in God. Wherever our children may be doing tonight, whatever they do, not go to bed tonight without praying for this situation, for our children, for our nation, God, and lift it up to the Father in heaven that can do anything but fail. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing me to come. I'm just a humble servant. I'm just a mother that come on behalf of situations that we deal with to let you know my God is more than enough. He's everything that we need. And, God, you are needing God. And we realize that we can't do nothing for you without you, God.
Yes.
So, Heavenly Father, bless every listener that's on the broadcast tonight. Meet them right where they are, whatever it is that they need. You know the name. You know the hairs on their head. You know everything about them. So I always like to end with praise. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. We're going to thank God tonight for what he's going to do. Because, see, it ain't over till God says it's over. And he's the one that got the last word. And this too shall pass. This too shall pass. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you that this too shall pass. So, God, as I bring my prayer to a close, I don't take it for granted. I thank you for the opportunity to come and lay at your throne on behalf of your people that are going, that are suffering, that are crying, that are going through whatever it is, that you would dry their tears, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, saints. It is coming. So in closing, I say thank you, God, for allowing me to pray for your people.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Now let's give God some glory. Let's give him some praise. Let's give him some honor. Because he is the God that keeps us. He's the God that watches over us. He's God that's more than enough. So trust him tonight. And he said he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Give your people that's on this broadcast tonight peace. In Isaiah 26 and 3. That's my prayer for you tonight, so I'm going to say hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged tonight, despite what's on the TV, despite what's going on, because I know a God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise, y'all. Let's give God some praise. Let's give him some thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Jesus,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Mother Gloria. Do you want to quickly give them your number, access number, and all before we get started, please?
Yes, yes. Praise God. Oh, my number for the prayer line? In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, it's a call up to me prayer line. And we meet 6 days a week. Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30. And then on Saturday from 8 to 9 is Bible study, every Saturday except for the holidays. And the number is 712-770-4035. Once again, it's 712-770-4035. Access code 687-346. 687-346 pound. And I want to tell you, everybody is somebody. When you come there, we're going to love on you because we're just ordinary people serving an extraordinary God. And we believe in prayer because we've seen over and over the miracles of God, and that prayer works, thanks. It works.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Elder John.
Amen, amen, amen. Isn't it ironic that this evening, I'm going to be piggybacking along with my wife, Dr. Suzanne. We're going to be piggybacking off of this scripture. So when she wants to come in and, you know, share, you know, what is on her heart, you know, we're doing that. So it's ironic that the scripture that we are coming from this evening, you've just heard. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray.
That's God.
And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hallelujah. And that is coming from 2 Corinthians 7:14. Amen.
Amen.
Every covenant context in the ancient Near East has, in the Old Testament, either it contains blessings and curses. The blessings would become effective if the subservient party would stay loyal to the great king, while the curses would be expected to fall on the disobedient. God here, we're going to break this up into just break it up and kind of dissect it, chew on it, and we're going to share. The mics are open. We're going to share the word through this. So it starts off, it says, if my people are called by my name, Now, in Isaiah 43, it talks about when you are called by the name of God. Because when you call on the name of God, we're talking about a God who created him
from the glory, who created you for his glory. He formed us, and he has made us, and from that he has called us by name. God has called each and every one of us. Do we respond?
My God, my God.
Do we respond? God is even the blind that he says, even the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears, let all nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Let them be assembled. And then he goes on and says, who among them can declare this and show the form of things that has happened in life? Who among them can do that? Let them bring forth witnesses that they may be justified, and let them hear and say, let them hear and say, it is truth. It is the word of God. I believe it is the word of God. He says, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me. And understand that I am he. I am the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Before me, there was no God for me. Neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And beside me, there is no Savior. Says, beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed that there was no strange God among you. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. I am God. Called by God, each and every one of us, to be a witness. To be a witness, especially in these day and time. And we're going to dissect it, and I'm breaking it up in terms of calling on the name of God. The second is being humble before God, seeking the face of God. Going on, we're talking about in terms of hearing from heaven and healing the land. So as we go through this, as we move forward through this, each and every one of us has been called by God because we have been created and formed for his glory. Now, here's where it becomes. It says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Being humble is showing humility. Showing humility. It's a virtue that we have. And most people will say it is when you have a modest perception of yourself. You know how sometimes people become high-minded? No humility whatsoever. It's all about me. It's all about me. And God is saying that when you come before him, he's saying that you have to be humble. When you come before the God of gods, the King of kings, you have to be humble. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, like Mother Gloria in her prayer for our nation and the situations that we're in right now, and what my husband is saying about the way we are to approach God. The last few weeks with Pastors Nixon and Dixon as well, as myself, it's the same thing about how we approach God and praise and worship and so forth. And I believe this time of sheltering in has been a time for us to consider our spiritual lives and our prayer lives.
Yes.
Because the situation that we're in with both the the plague, and I know we don't want to call it a plague, but that's what it is, COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
The sickness and plague, the bondage that folks are in. Some folks are in spiritual bondage, and even the racism that we're experiencing with the riots and the two recent killings or murders of two unarmed African American men. That all of those things are about the cities that we live in. They're happening in the cities that they're unclean, they're bewitched, they're under curses, as my husband said, that in Chronicles we talk about the blessings and curses.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chronicles, Solomon had gone before the Lord after building the temple and asked the Lord that when our people pray, when the Israelites pray, would they be heard? He prayed that they would be heard.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed that when they repented, that they would be forgiven. He prayed that they would be, as a community, that they would be unified and that they would be blessed. And the Lord responded to him with the scripture that my husband and Mother Gloria here at Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd allow me, I want to read it one more time. And my people, this is from The Voice, and my people who are known by my name, everybody, I want to say, everybody who calls themselves a Christian is not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we see that even now. We see that where the Lord is separating and people are showing their true colors. But if those who are truly believers will humble themselves and pray and follow the commandments of the Lord and abandon any actions and thoughts that might lead to further sinning, then the Lord says that he shall hear our prayers, even though he's far away,
mm-hmm.
may seem far away in heaven, that he hears our prayers, and he shall forgive. He shall forgive all sin, and he shall save us, and he shall save our land from disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we humble ourselves? That's what my husband was just saying. And if you just give me 1 minute, I can share that. In order for us as Christians, as true believers of Christ, remember we worship him in spirit and in truth, so we have to be honest about who God is and honest about our relationship with him and acknowledge that we're sinful, acknowledge who we are, the mistakes that we make, and that we're not perfect. And we have to come before him and lay out all of our sins of omission and commission, the ones that we know and he knows and everybody knows, and those that he knows but we try to hide,
mm-hmm.
that all of them need to be laid out. And we have to humble ourselves like children, resist being proud, resist being haughty. We have to renounce the things that are not of God, those things that we may worship like idols, like money, like images, like people groups,
mm-hmm.
like ideas, like sex and power and individualism and nationalism even. We have to repent for our sins and renounce the things that are not of God. And we have to forgive others.
Amen.
We have to forgive others as we would have others forgive us. And it's important that we pray. And we as believers have to understand the importance of spiritual warfare, because the Holy Spirit has given us the power to operate in the Spirit. And that is to lay hands on folks for healing and deliverance and for and to war against spirits, to cast out spirits and demons and so forth. So we have to take these things seriously.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And just to continue, you know, what she was saying in terms of praying, you know, and here, you know, when we're praying, we are to request in a humble manner. Requesting in a humble manner. You heard Mother Gloria when she was praying. She was not haughty, but she was praying in earnest, fervent prayer, asking God. And so when we pray, we are to request in a humble manner. And if you, there are some that don't know what to pray, and in the Bible, it gives us a model prayer. In Matthew 6, it says, therefore, pray ye, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Humble when we go before God.
And the Lord gives us a prayer language too. If you do speak in tongues, or your prayer language you have to pray with, and your worship as well, your worship in songs and hymns and poems, are prayerful.
Amen. 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 And the scripture goes on to say that after we pray, that we are to seek, he said, seek my face. Seek my face. In Hosea 5:15, it talks about, so I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense. Let me say that again. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Meaning that, why do we have to become afflicted before we seek the face of God? Why do we have to be on our dying bed before we acknowledge or recognize and seek the face of God? Everything in creation has, think about it, everything in creation has a certain amount of power. But God's power is immutable. God's power is immutable. Animals have power. There is power in nature. The wind, I was talking to Pastor Miles, he was talking about a thunderstorm coming through. The wind and the storm and the thunder and the lightning have power. People have power to do good and evil. Rulers have God-given power and authority. The Bible also speaks of the power of angels. That's in Peter, 2 Peter. And the spiritual beings known as, listen, principalities and powers. Principalities and power. What am I saying? I'm saying Satan has been given a certain power. Satan has been given a certain power. If you look in Job 1:6, you can see that. In Job. And God gave, he gave the devil the power to be able to test Job. He gave the power to the enemy to test you and I. But the bottom line is God is all powerful. The enemy knows how far to go, but all this is only a test of your and my faith.
In fact, power in the name of God. Jesus said that the Son of Man would soon be seen. The Son of Man would soon be seen, seated at the right hand of power. Seated at the right hand of power, the right hand of God. And it goes on, it says, turn from wicked ways. And when I saw that, I'm saying, do we still go into fasting? Do we still fast a day, an hour, a couple of hours? Do we still fast? And also thou shalt read them, he says, read them in the ears of all Judea that they come out of their city. Present yourself as supplication before the Lord, and he will return the one who is evil in the right way because of God's power. We cannot forget that God, listen, God can and does have anger and fury. And the Lord has pronounced this in this reading. He's pronounced this in this reading. Speak my faith. And turn from your wicked ways. If we are disobedient to the word of God, we know what we're supposed to be doing. If we are disobedient, God is saying, turn from those ways. You know the right way to go. The Holy Spirit is going to direct and guide you the right way to go. But God has given us a choice. Do we choose life or do we choose death? Turn from your wicked ways. And he's saying that once you turn from those wicked ways, he's saying, then you will hear from heaven. Hearing from heaven. Look at it. It says, there perhaps the most These are perhaps the most repeated words from the Old Testament. They introduce Shema, the injunction of God through Moses to Israel, to love him with all their heart, soul, and strength. What God wants is an injunction. However, it's more simply just hearing the words spoken, hearing the word of God, speaking the word of God. He wants the one hearing to listen and identify what is being said. Identify what is being said. Then they will hear from heaven. Identify what is being said. You know, when we pray, there are different words, you know, we can use in terms of calling on God. Shepherd. He is our shepherd, Jehovah Roha. He is our peace, Jehovah Shalom. He is our presence in a time to comfort us, Jehovah Shammah. He is our healer, Jehovah Rapha. He is our banner. When we go forth in the name of God, in the name of God, he is our banner. Jehovah Nisa. God wants us to hear, to listen and to hear the word of God. Seek his face. Seek him while you have time. And it says, then you will hear from heaven. He wants us to listen to that soft spoken voice when we're spending that quiet time, that one-on-one time, that time in our closet, away from everybody else, shutting off all of the noises, shutting off all of the distractions, shutting off anything that's going to distract or take away from spending time with God. Spending time with God. Listen, hearken, obeying. Obeying to understand where God is taking you and I. He's taking us. He's got a plan. He's got a plan for us to prosper. Not to harm us, not to hurt us, but he has a plan for you and I to take time out from all of this. And then God begins to start to give us eyes as we listen to his voice. We begin to start to see what's taking place, what's happening. We see God working. We see his manifestation. God is a healer. He wants to make you and I sound or whole. The Old Testament provides a proper background for the Christian understanding of the concept of healing. Now, in the Old Testament, it's the basic point is made. God is the healer of people. It talks about that in the Old Testament. In Exodus 15, it says God has delivered his people from Egypt. Remember, he delivered them from Egypt. He led them through the sea. He sweetened the waters. And Moriah speaks, you know, of himself as their healer. He's referred primarily as the physician. He is the one that gives us sustenance to make it through these times, through these challenges times. And he's pointing to even more. He's already made a way. If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, then will you and I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The power of prayer. God's power is undisputable. There is no comparison. Any comments?
Well, I would like to say a lot of times people, they're looking too much into, they're letting the world feed them of lies, deception, and a lot of tricks nowadays. People are focused on self now. Instead of doing God's work, God closed up the churches because maybe we weren't doing like we're supposed to do as Christians. We're supposed to exemplify Christ and be the light in this dark, wicked, wicked world. The world is so wicked now you can't tell the Christians from the world. They seem like they settle for the imitation of life instead of getting the real life from the Word of God. And we need to, like you say, humble ourselves and pray. Prayer is a powerful thing. It opens up the window of heaven, and blessings are poured out. God will answer our prayers if we be faithful to him. We need our prayers to be genuine. And not selfish. People are praying so much for themselves. They want this, they want that. God is not a Santa Claus. God wants to bless us. He wants to bless his kids. But we have to remember when he blesses us, we need to bless other people. We can't be selfish with the things that he blessed with. So we have to continue to pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways and get into his word, because his word will bring us joy. His word will bring us so much healing. It would uplift us. It would give us a blueprint for us to follow daily, not when we want to, but daily. God's word is
yes.
precious, and all his promises.
Amen.
When we pray, we need to pray scripture along with praying and pray for others.
Amen.
We need to pray for others and then pray for ourselves. But so many people
Amen.
Are so in me, myself, and I, and Satan, he studies us. He knows every step we make, and he can entice us to do things when we're not walking close to God. So we need to walk in the Spirit, and the Spirit will guide
Amen.
Us and protect us and direct us. So I just want to say we as Christians need to get more busier now because people, we see the wickedness of people. When people are trying to do things peacefully, Satan brings in his little angels and his little demons to tear up. So we have to be more prayerful now than ever before because we know that Antichrist is in this world now. And it's not, I'm not talking about the big Antichrist. Anything that is against Christ is an Antichrist.
Yes.
So we have to be very faithful and we have to be strong. And things are changing now. It's not like it used to be, you know, when everybody would get together on Sunday and they have prayer meeting and they have all of this. But people want church to be according to their convenience. And we can't do that.
Yes.
God doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be faithful to him and we have to trust him. And obey him. That's another thing. We don't. A lot of people don't obey. We don't obey him sometimes when he tells us what to do. So God be with us. God keep us. And God bless all of us.
Amen. Thank you for those comments.
Amen.
Thank you for those comments.
Amen.
Any more comments?
Good evening to all. Good evening, preacher and Reverend Doctor. I just want to comment on the part when you talked about the prayer. King James, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss.
Right.
That you may spend in your own pleasures. And one of the things that a lot of people, when they pray, they wonder why they don't have what they're looking for because they're praying selfishly. That was all
mandate.
And we talked about it, and we talked about it before and many times past. We talked about the gift that you have. That gift is not for you to keep. That gift is for you to share.
Amen.
Right? And like when Mother prays, oh, yes, she prays humbly. But if you also listen to her tone, she prays knowing that it's going to come to pass. That's called coming boldly to the throne of grace.
Expectations.
That's coming boldly. Listen to him when she pray. Play it back. You hear she's coming humbly, but you also hear that undertone is, Lord, I know you're going to do it. Because she got that faith behind it. And
what is faith?
And faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence
of things
not seen. And if she didn't have that faith, that prayer would be for naught.
Yes. Yes.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you on the word tonight. And I just hope and pray that I'm not out of order. And if I am, you will let me know. I want to congratulate you on your education. A man who's ready to show himself approved unto God, a workman need of not being ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So when I go forward, you know, I'll say Reverend Sister Doctor. And if you've already told me, just call you what I always told you. Always called you, brother moderator and preacher. Congratulations.
Amen.
I tip my hat to you. But I'm going to say it one
Thank
time,
you.
Brother Reverend Doctor. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is Minister Washington again. I just want to congratulate you and everything. God is with you. And may God blessing be upon you now and forever. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I need it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any more comments on the word this evening?
I want to encourage everyone listening, and you could encourage the folks in your circle to pray for our young people. If you have especially our male children that are African American, I should say all of the black and brown boys and men, that you pray over them and please anoint them. Even those that are saved, sometimes they need a fresh anointing. But if you would please think about anointing your the children and even the adult males in your family, to anoint their heads and their hands, their heads, that their minds would be clear and that they have discernment in the spirit, and anoint their hands that everything that they touch would prosper.
Amen.
Anoint their feet that where they walk, that they will walk circumspectly, and where they walk, that they would be in the path that the Lord would have them walk, that the Lord would order their steps and that they will be obedient. And even your home, if you could anoint your the doorpost, the lintels of your door to cover it, the path, we still need to be under the blood and that anointing. So if you could remember or consider your home being a place of sanctuary, not only for you, but those who come, have visited, those that are attached to you in your home, and consider those that are going out, that we need to be prayerful. Remember what we're going through. We see the poverty. We see the injustice.
Mm-hmm.
We see these things that are going on, and we may say that it's, you know, that it's health, it's medical, scientific, it's civil and it's political, but it's spiritual. And
mm-hmm.
we can, as Christians, the Lord has called us and empowered us through the Holy Spirit to take authority over these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our job. We cannot just be dormant. We cannot
mm-hmm.
just sit back and complain or cry or be upset because
mm-hmm.
it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take authority in the spirit and fight.
Amen.
And fight and claim our people for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We must fight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has given us the tools. He's given us the tools. Amen. Any more comments?
I think this is a very good Bible study, and especially during these trying times with the COVID-19 virus and the other virus that's been going around in Minnesota and racism and other isms, and it's a learning experience and can be kind of challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And
be Amen.
Encouragement to each other.
Amen.
Make a positive difference. And through God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
Only if you believe. Only if you believe. Any more comments?
Amen. Amen. Before we go off, I got on late. This is Edna. I was
You're
at my church. They had a corporate prayer. With the international, praying for one of the mothers of our organization. But nevertheless, what I did here, I'm glad that I was on the line to hear you, my brother. It's the Holy Spirit. We need him. We need him to
Amen.
Direct us, to empower us, and to boldly stand up in us as we stand, like I heard Pastor Maddox say today. And I thank God that he's refreshing us and he's pouring out on us again. You know, we need the many refillings, like the Bible said. There's many
mm-hmm.
refillings. We always have to be refilled. It's like going to
yes.
the going to the gas
mm-hmm.
station and filling up your car. And
yeah,
how we
yeah.
do that
mm-hmm.
is in the Word of God and laying before him and seeking his face more than his hand, because he's
mm-hmm.
a God that will bless us. And prayer
yes.
is essential. It's not just to for our supplication, but it's for the communion with him so that when he moves, we'll be in line to flow with him. So I thank God for your word. I don't know if I'm off, but this is what I'm feeling in my spirit, that we need to fast, pray, seek his face even the more so we could be those lights. That's not dimming, but bright. And like Pastor Miles said, congratulations, my brother. I know it was a journey for you, sir. But look at God.
Amen.
He knew just when. While all the others were getting theirs, God said, I'm going to wait a little while. And he's going to be the one that I'm going to. Not saying that you're better than anybody else, but you know what? Sometimes we have to wait, and waiting is not denial. So I thank God for you, brother. I'm proud of you. Like I told your wife, my sister. You know, I'm so proud of you. Dr. John E. Clay. Dr. John E. Clay, I salute you, sir, and I give God the glory. I'm done.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. I'm dropping the mic now. Bye.
Thank you, each and every one of you. You know, and in closing, you know, God, in this, the title was, Is There a Balm in Gilead? We need a universal healing.
Yes,
is there a balm in Gilead? We need a universal healing. Even in Chronicles, God encouraged Solomon by the promise that, listen, there's judgment. By his judgment that drought, locust, or plague should fall on the nation for their sin. All they needed to do was turn to the Lord in earnest humility and repent, and they would find forgiveness and restoration. That's where we are. That's where we are. Falling down on our knees and repenting.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to get restoration. God is a healer.
Yes,
He's no
is.
Different yesterday than he is today. I believe that.
Yeah.
And I believe that God is waiting for his people to stand up on his behalf. Stand up on his behalf. Don't get caught up in the rhetoric. Because the word is what protects our mind and our spirit from being vexed. Don't get caught up in the rhetoric. Because in God's word, there's peace, there's joy. We can find it all in the word of God. But we have to speak, earnestly seek him and ask for repentance. Listen, we make mistakes every day.
That's right.
And before we go, my philosophy is before I go to God, I need to ask him to forgive me for those that he know and those that are unknown. So, in closing, we do thank you, and I ask you again, is there a bomb in Gilead?
And can I bounce off that bomb? That
bomb,
we are the carriers of the kingdom of God. And that bomb, yes, that bomb, yes, it is. There is a bomb. We are the carriers to take that bomb out into the world, into our neighbor's presence, and heal. God is depending on us as we depend on him to get the work done before he gets back.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Any closing remarks?
Yeah. Just thank you all so much for for the encouraging words and for celebrating my husband's completion of his doctorate with us. Thank you so much. We've got some great messages, and you put smiles on our face, and we feel love. We feel your love. Thank you.
There are two doctors in the house.
Praise the Lord. And we still stand humble.
Oh,
we still
absolutely.
Stand humble. You know, God is the great doctor. He's the great physician.
Yes.
And as long as we can stay behind him, we're okay. We're protected from all the other stuff that comes at us. So keep us in prayer as we keep you in prayer.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to start praying right now that the two doctors start up school. I'm just saying. Ooh, got kind of quiet on that one. Oh, got kind of quiet on that one. I'm just, it's my prayer that the two doctors start up for school. I'm just planting a seed.
That would be nice. I've wanted to do that.
They already have a blog. They already have a blog talk radio. They already have quite a bit of people that follow the ministry. They already got a few people putting into the ministry. I'm just saying, you know, but who am I? You know, God bless.
You know what? This is June 3rd, 2020, and it is on the recording. So when it happens, we're going to look back and listen to me and get ready to call Dr. Miles. He said it. I'm done. God bless y'all. I'm leaving the house now. Bye-bye.
Again,
God bless y'all.
Thank each and every one of you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. We'll see you next week.
Can be